world.
All right, the next item on the agenda concerns 900 G Street Northeast. No, 2660
Wishful thinking.
Northwest. I know if the applicant's present, if you identify yourself, please, for the record, briefly describe your application. We'd appreciate it. And brief is something that I'd like everyone to remember. We certainly want to explore all the issues that are relative to this application and give all the due consideration that each merits. But I would like to be cognizant of the time and not to endlessly reiterate points once they happen.
Good afternoon. Elon Sharfstein with the JBG Companies. And you'll be pleased to know I've synthesized my comments to three double-spaced pages, so hopefully we'll get through this quickly. With me today are Matt Valentini with JBG, Marty Wells, and Mike Minkowski with Wells & Associates, our traffic consultant, and Richard Netler and Kim McDumas with Robbins Miller Kaplan and Suisi, our zoning attorney. I'd like to start this afternoon by providing an overview of the project and then turning the microphone over to Mr. Wells for more specifics on our application. JBG purchased the Marriott property in July 2005 and by the fall had put plans in place for our redevelopment of the site. Those plans include a substantial renovation and repositioning of the Marriott Morgan Park Hotel and the construction of a condominium addition to the existing hotel building. You see the hotel building in several wings over here and the condominium addition on the western portion of the site, northwestern portion of the site. In developing this plan, JBG put thought not just into our needs, but into the needs of the community. As an example, JBG has already substantially completed one big component of the project, the relocation and enclosure of the hotel's main loading dock, with loading access relocated from Woodley Road, currently coming in the hotel over here, to the more commercial 24th Street off of Connecticut Avenue and from the east part of the site. Starting in September, large trucks serving the hotel's meeting facilities will no longer travel up Woodley Road. A further public benefit will be that the loading facilities will be enclosed, eliminating the noise and odor that neighbors have faced. Another example is the open space on the site itself. While it certainly would have been within our rights to do so, JBG has never considered eliminating the public's access to Wardman Park itself. In fact, the new park, which will be constructed over the below-grade garage that is currently under construction, which, by the way, replaces an above-grade garage, is designed by the renowned landscape architecture firm Sasaki, and the amount of usable green space will ultimately increase over what existed on the site at the time we acquired it. Before you today are two separate applications dealing with curb cuts, one for the relocation of the hotel's main ingress drive, which was over here. That driveway is now being used as a construction entrance, and one of the applications deals with the relocation of that ingress drive about 90 feet to the east in this location. The other application is for the addition of two curb cuts associated with the condominium addition to the hotel. And those curb cuts are over here, the first one aligned with 27th Street, and the westernmost curb cut, which will provide access to the garage and service, and connects through to an existing private alley, which exits onto Coward Street. The net addition is two curb cuts. Associated with these applications are applications for the removal and replanting of street trees. Proposed curb cuts have been carefully located so as to consider public safety. The proposed curb cuts have been carefully located so as to consider public safety. JBG has met with DDOT on numerous occasions, both on site and in its offices, and responded to all public safety concerns. We've also considered the smooth traffic flow. An important aspect of our plan is the separation of uses associated with each curb cut to appropriately distribute traffic on the public streets, as stated in our traffic report, reviewed by two traffic consulting groups and confirmed by DDOT. We've also considered on-street parking. Only one of the curb cuts impacts on-street parking. The loss of any such spaces is offset by the more than 450 new spaces that JBJ will be constructing on the property, thereby reducing the Marriott's pressure on the street spaces and maximizing the amount of green space on the site. Before I turn our presentation over to Marty Wells, let me summarize by saying that JBG has garnered the support of many community members. You will hear today from the Calvert Civic League in support of our plan. Furthermore, in July, DDOT reasserted its March findings by stating in a letter to the ANC that following this reexamination, we continue to support our previous position on the traffic impact study, and especially with regard to the proposed curb cuts. Thank you. Mr. Wells will now walk you through the specifics of our plan, and I'll certainly be happy to answer questions.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I am Marty Wells. I'm president of Wells & Associates. For those of you who don't know me, I'm a registered professional engineer. I am licensed to practice in the District of Columbia in 17 states. I'd like to say 17 other states, but it's 17 states, including Virginia and Maryland. And we were retained by the JBG companies to evaluate the transportation impacts of the applications that are before you today. I have 6 pages of outline on them. In the spirit of the moment, I will abbreviate this. By way of context, as Ilan has mentioned, this hotel property has driveways on Calvert Street, 24th Street, and Woodley Road. And there are no proposed changes to 24th and Calvert Street. The subject of these applications is along Woodley Road. If you're interested in the details of the number of rooms today and tomorrow, number of condominium units and parking ratios, we can review that if you have questions. Suffice it to say that at the end of the day, there will be a higher parking ratio per room than there is today, and the residential units will be served by about 2 parking spaces per unit. So we're very confident there'll be no overflow parking into the community. But by way of existing driveways on Woodley Road, there are 3 of them at roughly 400, this is Connecticut Avenue, about 450 feet to the west is the inbound driveway, which operates one-way inbound. This is the Port Cochere area. And then about 145 feet to the east is the outbound driveway. There is another driveway, a very small driveway that serves the historic Wardman Tower. That is not going to change. There are about 29 curb parking spaces on the south side of Woodley Road along this site frontage. An important feature of this site is the a private alley which runs along the western boundary of the site. It is private. It is accessed today from the north through the valet parking lot, not from Woodley Road. And it's accessed from the south on Calvert Street. This ramp also serves the various parking levels. If you've ever driven to this hotel and parked your own car in the Cotillion parking garage, that alley essentially acts as the ramp that leads to each one of the levels. It is steep. Right now, the steepest portion is about 15-16% grade. The proposed plan is to go over some of the details, and I'll walk you through this from east to west. The small historic driveway that serves the Wardman Tower, it will be retained. The hotel exit also will be retained. That's 24 feet wide. It's really wide enough for a vehicle to be stopped there, even if they're not supposed to, and you can get around it. The existing entrance would be relocated to the east. By about, they're separated by, I believe, about 90-some feet. So the new inbound driveway would be at this location. Cars would come in, into the Port Cochere area, and you can exit this way. The new driveway to the front door of the new Wardman West residential condominium would be located directly opposite 27th Street. We spent a lot of time with DDOT determining the right location for this driveway, whether it should be directly opposite 27th or offset. The conclusion conclusion is it should be directly opposite. That provides one well-defined intersection for both the one-way southbound traffic on 27th Street, which is controlled by a stop sign, and taxi cabs, pickup drop-off activity, small delivery vehicles, which would use this new driveway. This, too, would be stop sign controlled. A new crosswalk is proposed on the west leg of this intersection. There's a lot of pedestrian traffic from one side of Woodley Road to the other, and that would well serve that that traffic. And that's a pedestrian route to the, not a public park, but the open space in front of the hotel, which is used by the Hayden Montessori School and the neighborhood. And it's a good way to get to the metro station. The then for residents who are coming to and from the parking garage and for larger delivery vehicles, the new curb cut that would be located on the west side would serve that traffic. It is offset from 28th Street to the west in accordance with DDOT or DC regulations. This alley would also serve trucks. There are a couple of truck berths for large trucks. The pattern to get in and out of those docks would be travel westbound on Woodley, make the left into this private alley, which would be 24 feet wide. Then they would back into the dock, proceed southbound down to Calvert, turn left onto Calvert to get to travel towards Connecticut Avenue. The driveway geometry would be designed in accordance with DC regulations as they have been specified to us by the Traffic Services Administration. And all the curb radii, the driveway widths and so forth would conform to the comments, positive comments we've received from TSA.
Are you referring to the memorandum dated March 30th, 2006?
I would have to consult my records,
yes.
But I believe that to be true.
Yes, that is, okay. Yes. And so all the comments made in that memorandum have been incorporated into your...
Yes, we do agree with that memorandum.
Thank you.
That memorandum, I might say, is a product of many meetings also between the applicant and the department, so we're in agreement. I would point out also that the existing hotel entrance is intended to be a temporary construction driveway, so the work on the new parking garage the trucks would be able to use that driveway. It would be permanently closed after construction. JBG has considered a lot of plans. This is the best plan in our view. It's safe. It conforms to the DC regulations. It appropriately distributes traffic among multiple driveways. You'll notice that the hotel traffic and the residential traffic is separated. It's not focused on the existing hotel driveway. The four-leg intersection at 27th and Woodley, we believe to be, will create a well-defined location for pedestrians and vehicles to access the property and to walk to Metro and Connecticut Avenue. And trucks can easily use this. There would be a loss of four curb spaces on the south side of Woodley Road. Now, what I presented to you, and I see you all have red covered reports, so you know we did prepare a transportation study, and that was dated January 16. In there are lots of details about the events we surveyed. We did survey that. We took our traffic counts when the hotel was full. We looked at commuter peak hours and during the weekday in the morning and the afternoon. We looked at evening events. We looked at Saturday events. This report has been reviewed and approved by DDOT at least twice. It's been peer-reviewed, and I will conclude my remarks there and stand for any questions that you might have now or later.
Thank you. Are there any clarifying questions at this time for the applicant?
One clarifying question. What is the required parking, what's the parking requirement by zoning? You said you had 2-to-1.
As I understand it, for the hotel, it's one space for every two rooms. And there is an exemption for the Wardman Tower.
I am going to use my discretion to keep us focused on the application before us. deal with the curb cuts.
It's related to the parking issue that the community might raise. I don't know if there's any spillover effects in the development.
I'm going to be very tight in doing that, that we do have a matter before us relative to curb cuts, and then that's what we're going to be focused on.
I do have the answer.
Right. Any other clarifying questions?
I'll risk one. Did you say there's 450 new parking spaces?
I believe that was Ilan's testimony. Right? There would be. Ilan, do you want
to?
Should I go ahead and answer the question? The hotel currently has 637 parking spaces. That number would be increased, and in addition, the residential condominium units would be parked at two spaces per unit. So we'd go up from 637 today to about 1,100 parking spaces.
Thank you. Okay. At this point now, we'll start working our way through the...
Oh, still part of the applicants.
Okay.
My name is Richard Nettler. I am a counsel for the applicant, and I just had a few remarks I wanted to make. As Ilan noted, we've spent over the last year time trying to work with the community and with the ANC, and not every attempt results in success in terms of working with the community. This is a community that is split to some respect, and we understand this isn't a popularity contest. But you are required to give the ANC's position great weight. However, we also recognize, as the court has, and I'm sure you do, that the ANC's position, while entitled to great weight, doesn't mean that it's entitled to be the position that you must take, nor, as the court has recognized as well, does it entitle to the same type of deference that any expert's position is entitled to? I think one of the points I just wanted to respond to in terms of the ANC resolution is a comment. I think the other aspects of it have been responded to. But one of the comments is, why now? Why do we seek the curb cuts now when we haven't yet obtained the building permit for the new condominium residence, which will be in addition to the hotel? And I think as we've tried to work with the community over the year, it's important for us in terms of being able to build that condominium to know where the traffic is going to come into that building and how we can maintain that grass park, that grassy park, and actually increase that grassy park that exists next to that condominium building, because the consequence of not being able to have curb cuts for this matter of right use on the site would be to eliminate that grassy park that both the urban forestry and GDOT would rather not see us do. As you've heard from Mr. Wells, we believe that given the criteria that you're required to evaluate both the pedestrian safety and traffic considerations and the impact on the streetscape, that this is the best proposal that can be presented to you. And as also indicated, we did subject this to a peer review, and the peer review has substantiated the findings that we've made and that DDOT has made, and we ask you to do the same.
Okay. At this point now, we're going to work our way through the applicant list. I am going to ask that witnesses on both sides not reiterate any points that have been made previously, and that they don't summarize points made previously by other witnesses. So the first witness, if we start on the con list, and then we'll alternate with the pro list, would be Wes Bizzle. Is he present?
Yes.
Okay. I'm also going to ask that remarks on both sides be limited to 4 minutes.
Okay. Good morning. I'm Wes Bizzle. I'm an attorney practicing here in Washington, a resident of Woodley Park, and I'm also the vice president of the Woodley Park Community Association, WPCA, which is the largest, oldest, and most active community organization within Woodley Park. Today I'm here to represent more than 800 individuals who comprise the WPCA. As you may know, and as the applicant has stated, the developer has held a number of meetings with the community on the subject. The WPCA has sponsored a number of meetings as well. and I can confidently assert that the community is well informed of the aspects of this project. Based on these informational sessions and these briefings, the WPCA has held votes on whether to support or oppose this application that is before you today. Each time, the community has overwhelmingly expressed its will that the developer use its 16-acre property to circulate the traffic internally, and that the government of the District of Columbia deny the developer's request for curb cuts and for street tree removal. As you know, the Wormwood Park property is fairly unique in Washington, D.C. It's located in a fairly dense residential neighborhood, and it comprises an extremely large lot, 16 acres. This is an important fact to consider in making your determination, because there is no private need, and certainly no public need, to add two curb cuts along this two-block stretch of Woodley Park. The property can and is being accessed through existing curb cuts, even during construction. As an initial matter, as the JBG companies have stated, it is requesting these proposed curb cuts in an attempt to separate its residential condo traffic from its hotel traffic. However, this does not further any public governmental goal. Instead, it's for the preferred commercial use of the developer, which is not applicable under the regulations before you. The separation of residential traffic from hotel traffic outside the boundaries of this single very large tract of property doesn't generate any traffic benefits for the neighborhood. Consequently, the developer should be able to circulate internally its traffic. And I want to note two important facts for you today. For the past several months, the developer has been utilizing these two existing curb cuts for both hotel and construction traffic. It has converted the former egress driveway to serve as both an ingress and egress for the hotel. It has converted its former ingress to serve as a construction entrance. It has been able to make this arrangement work during the very busy tourist season, which results in increased utilization of the hotel, and also during a substantial excavation for a multi-story underground parking garage that has resulted in much construction traffic. If the developer can successfully utilize this arrangement during periods of heavy traffic, it can also utilize this arrangement to achieve similar success after the project is completed. Secondly, the lack of need is illustrated by the developer's own traffic study. The study notes that the development, when completed, will only increase the number of vehicle trips during peak times of the day by only 1 or 2%. DDOT has agreed with this conclusion in a memo from Ken Layden to Lennox Douglas dated March 31st. Although we may, as the WPCA, disagree with some of the conclusions contained in this traffic study, this insignificant increase in traffic, as noted by the developer himself, cannot justify these curb cuts. The regulations that govern your decision today require the rejection of the application if it will endanger the public, substantially interfere with vehicular or pedestrian traffic, or increase the area of public space that the applicant is permitted to use. If the committee finds that any one of these situations will occur, it must deny the application. If the committee does not find these situations will occur, it then applies a public interest standard. The WPCA believes that these curb cuts violate each of these three standards. First, the curb cuts will endanger the public by threatening public and pedestrian safety and significantly interrupting pedestrian and vehicular traffic. Specifically, the proposed curb cuts pose a major threat to the 1,200 school children who attend three nearby elementary schools, the parishioners of a nearby church, which is located at 27th and Woodley Road, neighborhood residents walking to public transportation, pedestrians walking to pass steep slope and grade elevations at the proposed condominium garage, and drivers due to the off-center siding of at least one curb cut. In the interest of time, I'll only address a few of these concerns. Woodley Road is a heavily traveled commuter and pedestrian traffic route due to the metro that is located nearby. Residents of the homes, condos, and cooperative buildings, apartments on 27th, 28th, 29th, Garfield, Cathedral, and Woodley Road walk to the metro utilizing Woodley Road, the most direct pedestrian route to the metro and to the metro elevator, which is located at the corner of Woodley and Connecticut. Six driveways exiting from the Wardman Park Marriott in a two-block span dangerously interrupts and threatens pedestrian traffic. Additionally, the proposed curb cut at 28th Street, nearest 28th Street, the most western curb cut, would be utilized to access the underground garage of the condo. This driveway, according to the developer, will rise 18 feet over 105-foot distance. This is an extremely steep slope for exiting traffic, especially considering that there will be no apron to allow the driveway to level out before coming to the sidewalk. Thus, it will be nearly impossible for exiting vehicles to see pedestrians crossing the driveway. Again, please remember the number of school children who walk to local schools within the neighborhood. This reduced visibility is an incredible danger. Another safety issue concerns the location of that curb cut. Because it is off-center, it will not be a well-defined intersection, and it, coupled with the steep grade, will also bring added pedestrian traffic problems. Finally, as I conclude, some of the written comments provided to the Public Space Committee have stated that WPCA's objection to these curb cuts is an effort to force the traffic to utilize Calvert Street instead of Woodley Road. This is not the WPCA's intent, and more importantly, it would not be the effect of denying these applications. WPCA wants the developers to route the traffic for its proposed condominium tower on its own property, utilizing the driveways that already exist. For those reasons, and in interest of time, I will conclude my remarks, but I have available for any questions that you might have.
Thank you. Are there any clarifying questions?
I've got just a couple. One is, in the new design, or the proposed design, you're indicating that there should not be any additional curb cuts.
That is the WPCA's position, yes.
Would there be an increase in occupant load in the new design? As you know.
Traffic?
No. I'm talking about now, you've got an existing site.
Correct.
And an existing occupant load. There's a proposed new construction going on into this site. Now, based on the existing occupant load that is there right now and the proposed, do you know if there's an increase in occupant load?
That would probably be a better question to ask the developer.
Is there an increase in occupant load, developers?
Gordon. I'm sorry, the question again is?
Is there an increase in occupant load on that site in the proposed development?
Proposed development will have substantially fewer hotel rooms.
Okay, so there's less occupant load.
There's less occupant load for the hotel, but there are the new residential units. And the witness is quite correct. It's about a wash in terms of traffic volumes.
Okay. Thank you.
I have one clarifying question.
Sure.
You mentioned that one of your concerns was the driveway across 28th Street.
The westernmost, yes.
And vehicles exiting that driveway?
It is our understanding, based on conversations with the developer, that service vehicles will enter but not exit, but residents of the condo will have the ability to enter and exit that driveway.
Can I have a clarification on that? The actual, from Mr. Wells, circulation on the 28th Street proposed driveway, is that going to be two-way or one-way traffic only?
There will be two-way traffic on the westernmost driveway. Both of the proposed new driveways will be two-way. As far as automobile traffic is concerned.
I want to clarify only because I've spoken to Lewis about this specific point. There is an area here. This is, just to orient you, this is Woodley Road. This is the Woodman West building. There's two-way traffic in this space between trucks that can come in this way and people who own parking spaces in the new condominium building where they can exit and then exit out here. Trucks, it's open only to one-way traffic. And that's what this cross-section indicates here. Trucks will have to come in Woodley Road and exit here at Calvert. But for people who live in this building and own a parking space in this building, they have the ability to exit here. So there's only two-way traffic in this band. You can see that it narrows as it works its way down, making room for only one-way traffic flowing through.
It's also my understanding that the condo garage and the hotel garage will be interconnected so that not only will condo traffic be able to exit from that, hotel traffic during large events will be able to exit from that westernmost curb cut as well.
Any other clarifying questions?
Sure.
Ms. Witness. Thank you very much. The next witness on the pro, our first witness on the pro side is Eon Schlachtenstein.
That would be me, Elon Sharpstein. I already spoke.
You already spoke. Okay. Molly Wells.
Marty Wells.
Marty Wells.
I can't write him, sorry.
Richard Netler.
I don't even have a sister.
Mort Burnfield.
Burnfield.
Yeah.
Okay, Burnfield. All right. So our first pro witness.
I'm Fred.
Mort Burnfield. Okay.
Yeah. My name is Mort Burnfield. I'm co-chair of the Calvert Civic League, president of the Shoreham West Cooperative, which is located at 2700 Calvert Street. As this discussion progressed in the prior few months, those of us who live in the Calvert Street area were concerned that the impact, the result of the no curb cut policy, if it were adopted, no new curb cut policy, would be to squeeze more traffic onto Calvert Street. Calvert Street is already a very busy thoroughfare. We've got at least four or five apartments there. We have the large Omni Shoreham Hotel, over 800 rooms. We have the Oyster School, the students and parents walking to school along Calvert Street. And Calvert Street's used by other apartments on adjoining streets and the neighborhood. So we were concerned, and although it isn't before you now, it's been announced there's a second phase of this project, where the developer is going to take 170 hotel rooms that are right on Calvert Street and convert them into condos. And we understand that's a matter of right. And when that happens, we know we're going to get some more traffic onto Calvert Street. And we know under their plan with the service trucks that enter on Woodley are going to exit on Calvert Street. We understand that. And we're prepared to accept what we think is a fair and reasonable and proportionate balance of traffic. But we're very concerned that if there are no new curb cuts permitted, that somewhere along the line, the inevitable result is going to be a burden on Calvert Street. And we've submitted a statement which outlines our views. I'd like to only make one other point, and that's our personal experience at our Shoreham West property. As to the value of curb cuts, we have a curb cut access off of 28th Street, which is in back of our apartment, where all of our residents go underground and park, and where all the service vehicles and contractors enter. Then we have two curb cuts, a circular driveway, right on Calvert, right in front of our apartment building. And it's very, very useful, convenient, and safe, because when 911 calls go out and emergency vehicles come up, they drive right in front of our building. They don't have to enter the Shoreham Hotel, vis-a-vis the Wardman West Hotel analogously, and drive all the way down. They come right in. And it's very unsafe, it seems to me, if you have people drop off and being picked up right on the street, and it's not the best for emergency vehicles. So to me, we're frankly, those of us who live on Calvert Street, are amazed that our neighbors are so up in arms over what we think is a very moderate proposal, a reasonable proposal, and one that makes the most sense.
Thank you. Are there clarifying questions, Mr. Burfield? Thank you. All right. Our next witness on the con list would be Bruce Forrest.
Bruce Forrest, I live at 2709 Woodley Road, which is directly in front of the new service road that will be pointed. And I came out of my house this morning. I took a couple of pictures I'd like to show the committee. This is what it looks like from my front door. This is roughly the area that would be covered by the chasm that would go down into the ground. These are the headlights that would be pointed right at my house. Utterly, utterly, utterly unnecessarily. Now, Calvert Street, I didn't take a picture of that, but it's six lanes, as I recall, with a median. Take a look at the scale of Woodley Road. It's a narrow street. This is going to be an ugly change. Now again, the premise of my presentation is that each one of these curb cuts should be looked at separately, and please consider the possibility of the 27th Street curb cut without the 28th, as they call the 28th Street, or the westernmost, which is the one that goes right at these historic homes. The safety objections have been addressed by Mr. Bazell. Let me mention that Woodley Road is already the subject of traffic restrictions. Large trucks are prohibited, commuter traffic is prohibited, buses are prohibited. The proposed curb cut, the westernmost, will project down Woodley Road the very traffic that DDOT has already said should not be in our neighborhood. It's I don't think it's possible on the record before you to make a finding that the westernmost curb cut is consistent with the public interest, which is the standard you ultimately have to make if you find the curb cut application otherwise consistent with the regulation. There's no need, there's no justification for this. The hotel, with or without the 27th Street cut, the traffic, the whole plan is that for big events, traffic from the hotel can go under the garage, through the garage, into that new condo tower. That access is already there. The only justification that this applicant has been able to come up with is separation. They want to separate the hotel traffic from the condo traffic. But the problem is that their entire application is based on the connection between their new condo tower and the hotel. That's the premise of their application for a 10-story, 90-foot-high tower, is that this is part of the hotel, part of the whole property, undivided. Finally, if I could, I'd like to bring your attention to the EDOT letter of July 14. If you've read my letter, or my wife and I wrote to the DDOT, we've expressed our dismay with the treatment that the community's been getting from DDOT, its advocacy of these curb cuts. If you look at this letter, this is just, first of all, there is no argument in this letter that these applications meet the public interest standard. None. And the there's right in there that the garages are designed so they connect with each other so that you can navigate the entire site without having to go anywhere but the hotel entrances that are already there. Finally, this is kind of extraordinary. The DDOT comes and says that they adopt the developer's perspective that, well, if you put the traffic inside, you're going to lose some trees. And so what they're asking for you to do is to approve the elimination of public trees and green space so that they can keep their private trees and green space. It's not fair. It's not right. Thank you very much for your attention.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any clarifying questions for at this point, I'd like to move then to our next witness, who would be Margaret Hennessy. Good afternoon. Please proceed.
Hi, I'm a resident of Woodley Park and a member of the Community Association, and I've attended quite a few of the public meetings. And I just wanted to speak to let you know that not everyone who lives in Woodley Park is against this curb cut application. The vote that was taken was at a meeting where very few people were able to attend. And my reasons for supporting the curb cut applications are very vague, and I don't have any expertise in this area. But it seems to me that Woodley Park has changed over the last years. It's really in the center of the city. We've got a metro stop. We've got Connecticut Avenue running right through the neighborhood. We've got stores and restaurants that people can walk to. And it's really an urban environment. And it seems to me that as you're making your decision, you should be thinking about it in those terms. And when you're looking at the public interest, it's the public interest of people living in an urban environment. And we have Woodley Park has a lot of historic homes, but they are right next to this urban center. And the property on which that we're talking about here is on a huge lot, but it's also in a huge block that includes many, many large buildings, almost all of which, maybe all of which, have many curb cuts. So I just wanted to make that point of view known to you.
Thank you. Are there clarifying questions? Thank you. The next witness is Chuck Lupton. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I'm a Woodley Park resident. I'll do my best to try not to repeat the ones that we've already covered over. I do want to share my concerns about the applications. We've noted that there are three curb cuts on Woodley Road. I think the fact that we now have buses and soon the loading docks being serviced off 24th Street reduces or increases the capacity of the Woodley Road curb cuts. And I think this isn't something that's been recognized by the Calvert Civic League. Each of you have received a personal letter from me that details the public safety concerns that I believe are very serious, that create real dangers. And I think the parking things we've already talked about. I would also note that the current comprehensive plan recognizes that current parking traffic problems in Ward 3, particularly around the two large hotels in the neighborhood and due to the spillover from the commercial area, called for measures to address the parking issues and to improve the level of service at street intersections for protection and improvement of the quality of life, air quality, and residential character of the ward. We also have a recently released mayor's draft comprehensive plan. It also recognizes the serious traffic and parking problems in our neighborhood. And regarding the areas around the two hotels, it includes two action steps. One, to carefully monitor future proposal for these hotels to prevent adverse effects on the adjacent residential community, and to proactively address ongoing issues at the hotel. Please heed the wisdom in these plans. I think if this meeting were held during an evening or during a non-peak vacation month, you would see a great deal more support. I think the packet of letters that you've received from us, hundreds, ends up showing the depth and amount of concern in the community about this. The 86 to 20 vote by the Woodley Park Community Association attest to this as well. In conclusion, while the current development has been deemed a matter of right, it is important to remember that proposed curb cuts are not a matter of right. It is appropriate that JBJ be able to construct when it's a matter of right. It's not appropriate for JBJ to want to impose their traffic problems on our community when they have adequate space on site, when it creates serious and unnecessary safety, public safety issues, and exacerbates parking issues. JBG wants to have its cake, build a 9-story building that's out of scale with the neighborhood, and eat it too by pushing its traffic onto the Woodley Road. The curb cuts are not needed. They create unnecessary dangers. They're not a matter of right, as that you give the legally required great weight to the ANC resolution opposing the curb cuts and tree removal applications, and to carry out your civic responsibilities by denying these applications based on the regulatory criteria that they endanger the public and substantially interfere with pedestrian and vehicular traffic. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any clarifying questions? Thank you very much. The next witness is Douglas Jerica.
Hi, my name is Douglas Tierica. I live at 2807 27th Street, which is a very short block up from the 27th Street curb cut proposed. I'm here primarily to show my opposition to this application, and I'll simply state my support for the statements already made on behalf of the ANC and on behalf of the WPCA. I do have three short points. One is in response to the applicants. Despite the many conversations that have been held, as far as I know, there has not been a single design change ever instituted as a result of those conversations. So I don't want there to be an impression left here that the applicants have actually been working with the community. That has not been our experience at all. The second point is with regards to the use of the cuts during the construction phase. While the traffic has been pretty manageable during the construction phase, as has been noted, I'd say the one drawback of what's been going on is dust and dirt as you walk past this construction site on Woodley Road. If the new curb cuts were instituted and were used during the construction phase, you're going to have all that dust and dirt affecting the school children who are directly across the street and use the outside playground that they have there. The third point is the one most important to me and regards traffic. As I said, I live on 27th Street. I'm not sure how well that's
shown in these maps. Is that here? The so here's Woodley, here's 27th, here's 28th. We've heard some talk about the concern that there'll be additional traffic on Calvert. As has been noted, there's no proposal for any curb cut that would create that issue before the board today. However, and we've also talked about the possible impact on traffic on Woodley Road as a result of these curb cuts or of leaving the existing curb cuts, and we've heard the analyses of those. I think it's important to remember, as one person noted, if there is a traffic effect on Calvert, Calvert is already set up as a major thoroughfare. Rock Creek Parkway dumps onto there. It's an intersection with Connecticut. You know that's a major traffic area. Woodley Road, while not the the big thoroughfare that Calvert is still something of a through street. It connects all the way from Connecticut to Wisconsin. There is a dividing line. It's a road that you would watch out for when crossing. That is not the case for 27th or 28th, and that's where my point comes in. These are historic homes. They are residential, very quiet streets, and they're stocked with small children. I have a two-year-old, and I have one on the way, and I know up 27th, my neighbors, there's got to be conservatively 30 or 40 kids who are all under 10 on that block. The reason I mention this is because putting a curb cut here at the end of 27th and here almost at the end of 28th is going to create a condition in which if you are coming down from Connecticut, rather than hit this traffic corner at Woodley Road, you will cut in a cathedral, which is here, and take either 27th or 28th down to get to that condo building that's going to be built. I can say that with some confidence because that's what I do when I come home. There's no point in coming down Connecticut, hitting the extra traffic, hitting the extra lights. You cut in the cathedral and you come down. We already have, once or twice a day, we have the jerk driving down 27th Street going at 45 miles an hour. That's bad enough. But these roads that can barely fit two cars moving at a very slow speed should not be turned into major thoroughfares by the users of this condominium. Thank you.
Any clarifying questions?
Yeah.
One.
If the curb cut is relocated from the same access of 27th Street, would that mitigate your concern?
You're saying if it is set kind of off kilter like the 28th Street one is? Well, at first I thought that would help because I thought the problem with 27th is that it's this real straight route down, and I think that's where you're going.
Right.
But it occurred to me as one of the other speakers was speaking that it really makes it worse because you'll still have the same incentive to dodge this traffic. I mean, that's what makes you go this way. I mean, I do that even though it ends up forcing me to back into my alley and do these kind of convolutions because it's better than hitting this traffic light. And the reason it makes it worse is because instead of a fairly safe intersection in which you hit stop sign here and then cross the street, you have to do this little dog leg. And that's why I think there's really a problem for the, even bigger problem at that intersection of 28th than there is on 27th. But either way, I think the big issue is the traffic coming down. People, no matter what, will dodge Connecticut and will make these essentially auxiliary roads for Connecticut.
Thank you. Are there any common measures on your block?
I'm sorry, sir, what was that?
Are any traffic common measures on your block?
Oh, no. There is a, I don't think there's even a stop. Right here is Garfield. I don't think there's a stop sign there. There may be. I think there's a stop sign on the Garfield side. I'm not sure if there's one on the 27th Street side. I think 28th Street is a straight shot.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Our next witness is Elizabeth Franklin.
I'm a resident of 2800 Woodley Road, and I wrote to each of you in June expressing my concerns and my opposition to the curb cuts. And all of my concerns have already been addressed today by Mr. Fidel and others, so I'd just like to again say that I do oppose the curb cuts. I feel that JBG can handle all of the traffic on your system. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Our next witness is Martin Labau.
I am a neighbor, resident on 29th Street. Actually, someone took my thunder. I wanted to point out that if you approve this curb cut, you're going to have a through street at 28th Street, where there's the Aiden School on one side, the Catholic Church on the other side. So I don't want to repeat what other people said, but I just want to make the point that there's going to be that through street if you approve that curb cut.
Thank you. Questions or comments? Clarifying questions. Okay. Jane Howard.
Good afternoon. My name is Jane Howard. I live at 2800 Woodley Road Northwest. And I oppose additional new curb cuts because, as was stated before, the new curb cuts will make Woodley Road unsafe for all pedestrian traffic, especially the proposed curb cut at 28th Street. This cut, in effect, will add a new road, and cars are coming, both entering and exiting onto Woodley Road. In keeping with the resolution passed by the ANC 37, I oppose all additional new curb cuts. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mary Lou Sharam.
Good afternoon. I'm Mary Lou Sharam, and I live at 2800 Woodley Road, right next to the proposed development. And I stand here in opposition to the curb cuts and the removal of the street trees. I want to make a brief comment about the tree situation. JBG has destroyed...
The tree issue is actually not before
tree
us.
Tree removal?
And we're on that.
Yes, it's removal of street trees.
It is an issue that has a separate permitting regime, which has already taken place.
JBG has destroyed up to two-thirds of the green canopy on Woodley Road. They have already cut down about 80 trees on the 2660 property when they told the community it would be about 40. Many of these trees qualified for special tree status in D.C. Woodley Park is a beautiful historic neighborhood, historic status, and I believe about the best kind of living environment any city can offer. But JBG is changing all that. They are taking the wood out of Woodley and the park out of the park. Ironically, the development is destroying the very character and beauty and environment of the neighborhood that draws people to it. These curb cuts and this development will forever negatively impact the citizens of Woodley Park. I ask you, please, not to let this happen. Please do not approve the curb cuts and the tree removals. Thank you.
How many street trees are being eliminated by this proposal?
Three street trees.
I'm asking. Yeah.
The application is for two.
Do you know?
I think it's three. The application says two.
Forestry division
review. Okay. I'm sorry.
Three
I'm
street
you.
Trees.
So you believe it's three street trees?
Three street trees, okay. But also the path of the curb cuts, there will be more trees removed. And including one for the 28th Street curb cut that's 128 inches in diameter. That's the size of 2.5 special trees. So I think that's an issue to be considered.
Yes. Question. The trees that are to be removed, the three that you understand are going to be removed, are they at the curb line?
Between the curb and the sidewalk.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
The next witness is Jerry Hadsell.
Good afternoon. My name is Jerry Hadsell. I live at 2800 Woodley Road, just west of the site, in a large apartment building that actually has no curb cuts on this narrow little street. So I'm opposed to these three curb cuts. I'm a bicycle rider and go by the site on a regular basis several times a day. Mostly for safety reasons. I won't repeat any of what people have said. I do think that one reason we get along so well with the hotel today is there, thanks to your regulations, there are no westbound traffic out of this hotel today. They all go to Connecticut Avenue. Once in a while, we get a taste of what an increase in traffic would look like. For example, when the hotel is full, one of the things they do is they don't let people in their driveway, and they shoot all that traffic west on Woodley Road. And then we realize what we're made face if this, these curb cuts are allowed. So we can keep all the traffic to the east of us by using their current curb cuts. I think would be preferable. Thank you.
Thank you.
The next witness is, and I'm
Levi.
Larry?
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, I should have been a doctor, but I'm not. I apologize. Thank you. I'm here to join my neighbors in opposition to the curb cut request and the tree removal request. I was going to summarize a letter, but I believe you have the letter. For the sake of time, I won't. I join my neighbors with their concern about the problem with regard to safety about children and with regard to particularly the Catholic Church right there in the corner. There are a number of elderly people who are there on Saturdays and Sundays. When you're looking at this, you've heard a lot about the children who are there Monday through Friday, but that church has a lot of events Saturday and Sunday. It's a significant Catholic church. There are a number of people who are there across the hours of late night, Saturdays and Sundays, and people consider that as well. I'm not so certain the drivers will. There are a couple of points I did want to make. I live on 29th Street, and some people have expressed concerns about the traffic on 27th and 28th. I've had the joys of the Swiss Embassy curb cut across from 29th and the amount of traffic that's engendered and the safety concern for me and my family and my guests. I'm also concerned about the exacerbation of parking problems. While we can sit, we don't have the time, I think, to completely explore all of the assertions with regard to parking. The one thing, a couple of weeks ago, a major fraternity had its national meeting here. It was great to see that many people here. It was also horrible to see the parking problems. These will only be exacerbated by the loss of parking spaces that will be engendered by these curb cuts. I also want to note that the traffic study that's been cited, we have some concerns as a community about those traffic studies, but one of the things that I think has not been factored into those traffic studies, and I hope you won't grant these curb cuts until it's been reviewed, is over the next few weeks or months, on Connecticut Avenue, there's going to be significant renovation of the Klingle Bridge over Klingle River, Klingle Valley. What's going to happen, if you look at Connecticut Avenue now, people driving up Connecticut Avenue right now are going to run into a bottleneck when they get just about to Woodley Park because of all the traffic we backed up from a 12 to 18 month renovation of that bridge over Klingle. Where's that traffic going to go? It's either going to go to Calvert or it's going to go to Woodley. Because Woodley is closer, that traffic's going to come down to Woodley. I happen to live here on 29th Street. Those folks are going to make a turn up 29th Street, go to Reno Road, as any sane person will do, and significantly exacerbate the problem. I don't see anything or heard nothing about anybody looking at what will happen when that bridge is closed and people are then forced onto Calvert and onto Woodley and what that traffic is going to do. Finally, I've heard a lot of assertions with regard to the trees versus grassy. I don't know anybody who would trade beautiful historic trees, the second most valuable trees in the city after the cherry blossom trees, with those beautiful, spacious canopy of cherry blossoms that existed until a few weeks ago when on a rainy Monday, almost all of them were lopped down. Now they've knocked down almost every one of the trees that personified, that basically kind of framed our community. They want to come back and take some of the public's trees as well. Their appetite's not sated. I think all of us in the community are very concerned about what's happening, concerned about the safety of those we love, safety of our children, safety of folks who go to that church, concerns about traffic, concerns about parking. None of this seems to fit the public interest, and by your own regulation, I don't see how you could possibly approve these requests for a curb cut. Thank you very much.
I have at least one question.
Okay.
Would you please enlighten us, government employees, about the Klingle Bridge reconstruction?
I've told Captain Patterson's office several times to get precise dates. If you go onto the internet, there is a proposal to renovate that bridge over Klingle Valley. It's Connecticut, over Connecticut Avenue. I've asked for a specific date. There is a website that says we're waiting for some permits. I'm not sure exactly where that lies. I'm not a government employee. I used to be one, but not of the District of Columbia. But at some point between now and forever, at exactly the same time that these gentlemen are going to be sending all kinds of trucks up and down Woodley Road and trying to create curb cuts, there's going to be significant traffic flow problems on Connecticut Avenue, because anytime you renovate a bridge, you know you're going to close some lanes. I don't know when it's going to start. I don't know how long it's going to go on. But to have a traffic study that doesn't take those factors into account seems to me to be somewhat unreasonable and maybe even irresponsible. Thank you.
All right,
Our next witness is Barbara Jones.
Hi, I'm Barbara Iones. I live in Ward 1 in Woodley Park on Cathedral Avenue. I'm a member of the Woodley Park Community Association, and I've lived in Woodley Park for over 30 years. The hotel, the traffic going to and from the hotel has always been an issue. However, the hotel plans to reduce its hotel rooms by about 400 from what I last understood. While they told you today they're going to increase parking, they're not reducing the number of conventioners who could attend their conventions. They can have conventions up to 20,000 or more people. There will be less people staying at the hotel for these conventions. Therefore, there will be more people coming to the hotel, whether they're in taxis, limos, or driving. My problem, and the reason I oppose the curb cuts, are twofold. Number one, people who visit Woodley Park don't understand that people walk on our streets, walk on our sidewalks, I mean. They don't understand we have schools in this area on Woodley Road. We have Calvert, the schools on Calvert, Woodley Road, and the back end of Murray School is also there. The other thing I'm concerned about is I live on a residential street, which is a snow emergency street. Unlike my friends who live on Calvert Street, it's not a snow emergency street. I have parking for one car in my garage. When there is a snow emergency, which was deemed sometimes at 10 o'clock at night, if I have a friend visiting, if I have my son's home, we have to move a car over to Ward 3 usually, across Connecticut Avenue. I realize that a loss of four parking places may seem like nothing to you if you don't live in a congested area like Woodley Park. It's huge to us. And the last thing I want to say is that the convention use of the hotel was grandfathered in. The hotel was there, was built, I think, in the 20s. Even when it was built, the Woodley Park neighborhood protested to the D.C. government or to the federal government body saying, this could be a problem in our neighborhood. So these are not new issues. These are issues that have been here forever. I do take walks every day. I don't always walk down Woodley Road, but a lot of times I do. Having to cross extra driveways kind of bothers me because you have to look this way and that way to make sure cars aren't coming in or coming out. It's already an issue. There presently is a huge construction project going on at the hotel. There are absolutely almost never any extra safety people out in the street to help pedestrians, nor to help cars. And school starts next week in the District of Columbia. It starts, I believe, on the, I don't know, someday, Monday. And I am very concerned. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Are there clarifying questions? Thank you. Our next witness is Elba Morales.
Yes. Hi, I'm Elba Morales. I'm a resident of Woodley Road. I'm a member of the WPCA. I sit on the board of the WPCA, and I'm a practicing architect in Washington, D.C. If we accept the developer's traffic analysis and conclusions that there would be no additional traffic onto this area, then the only reason that remains for allowing or for seeking two additional curb cuts is a design parameter of separating the uses that you have heard, and separating these uses outside of the boundaries of the property onto a 30-foot wide road, local road. The developer is already seeking to develop this land as a single lot. That means that all of the structures that are within this lot are considered additions to an existing building, which means that the existing curb cuts on this property should serve all of the uses and all of the structures on this lot because they're considered additions to that lot. There are many advantages to seeking to develop this land as a single lot development, added density, added height, all of these things. But they're also seeking to take advantage of imposing some of these design parameters onto a local road. If this, like I said, if these structures are additions to an existing building, then the curb cuts should serve all of the uses within that building within that compound. As we have said before, this is a 16-acre lot, and it cannot be justified that a 16-acre lot with all of that land available can seek occupying additional public space for private business. The design concepts of the developer should be accommodated internally within the boundaries of their property, not outside on public space. We believe that the first criteria for granting private access or occupation of public land is to demonstrate an imperative need that the lot cannot be developed otherwise, and this cannot be accepted. It hasn't been demonstrated at this point. The developer has actually, in some meetings with the community, has said that they could do without one of the curb cuts, that they could make it work. We believe that if they look at it further, they could resolve the circulation within the boundaries of the building. We believe that allowing private development to further take public space when they have a surplus of area in their lot is just not public policy, good public policy. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there clarifying questions? Thank you. Our next witness is Deborah Jane Linderman.
Good morning. I don't have a fancy big picture for you. Just have my little camera that I took a picture with this morning. But on the right, well, my battery is about to die. It's telling me to change the battery back. I hope it comes back on. I left the other battery. Oh, well. I'm sorry. But I took a picture of Woodley Road this morning to show you on the south side of Woodley Road, which is the only side that currently allows public parking, that the entire expanse of the road, basically from 29th Street all the way down to Connecticut, was just full of cars. I want to point out a few things. You already have two ANC resolutions before you asking you to oppose the curb cuts. One actually was to not oppose the curb cut, but to postpone this meeting. And that was premised on the fact that we were meeting with JBG during the month of July to discuss alternatives. And as Ms. Morales said, we've been telling them all along, actually I have, about alternatives to at least the 28th Street curb cut and even the 27th Street one. They conceded that at least one of them was workable. I think the other one would be as well. But then they just suddenly broke off plans. City policy, as I understand it, is a mentality of as few curb cuts as necessary. In fact, I was speaking with Bill Cruz, the zoning administrator, the other day, and he was telling me how just on his own block, practically next door to where he lives, the city put back a curb where somebody had an illegal curb cut. And these are in front of residences, which are not the curb cuts of the magnitude that we're talking about for 24-foot driveways, where currently the ingress and the egress are not 24 feet, as Mr. Wells purported, but they are 20 feet. They have widened it to 24 feet within their own property. They're seeking to put three 24-foot driveways in place of two 20-foot ones, and to keep one for construction right now. If the city's, putting curbs back, why does the city want to give more curbs away? The fact remains that this is a single record lot, that they're using. It's got two separate zoning designations, R5B and R5D, but the developer doesn't want to split the lot. They want to keep everything on a single record lot because they're trying to push the zoning regulations, and they simply can't have it both ways. They don't want to subdivide, so they're calling this one building by an extension of the hotel, however you want to term it. They've used all of that, but they can't choose to exploit the zoning regulations, doing major mixed-use development on a single record lot, and then come to the city and ask you to take care of, their private condominium building, which is really only an extension of the hotel, to have these curb cuts. For the sake of their own convenience, they can't impose this on the neighborhood. They already have six curb cuts on their property. the two that are, the one that's on 24th Street and the one on Calvert Street are essentially two or three curb cuts because of the width of them and the fact that there's multiple driveways going in and out of their parking garage on the Calvert Street side and for the bus and truck traffic over on the 24th Street side. So they have at least six already, three on Woodley Road presently. Two additional ones would make five on that road. Again, people mentioned they're not asking for curb cuts anywhere else right now. But the problem is that what they're getting with this single record lot is the ability to make a nine-story building rather than a five-story building, eight or nine stories, depending on how you count the floors, where they'd only have a five-story building, which would not have as many apartments or even as many residents as they're purporting they have to serve. If they split their lot under the zoning regulations, they wouldn't need to be bringing this before you as one of their needs. No one has forced them to do all of this development. No one has forced them to use one lot. If they subdivided and adhered to the proper zoning regulations, including the proper setbacks, height, density, mass, et cetera, under using two separate lots, then they have a right to come back to you with a different argument. But you can't have it both ways. You can't impose on the neighborhood twice, once by trying to get around the zoning regs, and the second time by asking you for all the additional curb cuts to then solve what they perceive as their problem. On a 16-acre property such as this, their internal circulation should be the thing that you're requiring them to do. Not removing additional street trees for their own purpose, not putting additional curb cuts in a neighborhood. It's just almost impossible to justify how you could use public space for private use at this magnitude in this neighborhood. As I said, the ANC, WPCA, and Calvert City Public League all had representative members that met with JBG. We showed them the alternatives. But when they chose not to come back and work with us anymore and instead chose to just plunge ahead with this curb cut matter, knowing full well that they had already conceded that there is a way to at least eliminate one of them and that maybe things could be worked out further, I consider that bad faith on their part. I don't know about anybody else, but I consider that bad faith. I just don't find that they're being honest with you about a few things. I wanted to just point out a couple of things on what a few other people said. Marty Wells talked about how many parking spaces there are on this street. He said there are 29 parking spaces. That's wrong. This morning, as usual, between the ingress and the egress that are current, there were seven cars parked. There always are seven cars parked there. Between the current ingress and 27th Street, where there is no parking because it's the T of the street, there are 11 cars parked. From 27th Street going north up to 2800 Woodley Road, where there's then no parking because of the entrance to the building, there are 14 cars. If you add 14 and 7, that's 21. Add the 11, that is 32. That is not 29 parking spaces. They're telling you how many they're only going to take away. They're going to take away a whole lot more, especially if they move the ingress and the egress, because there won't be any room for cars to park between the new proposed ingress and egress. Referencing another comment by Mr. Nettler about Great Weight, I do want to remind you Great Weight is Great Weight. He said you don't have to decide that. No, you don't. You're able to make your own decision. But I hope you're making a decision that's based on fact and not on feeling. And the fact remains that this is not right. I wanted to also point out that was noted that there are schools in the neighborhood. There are two, in fact, that are on Woodley Road or directly next to Woodley Road, Aiden directly across the street, which is a Montessori school. 18-month-old children up through sixth grade. These are small children. Oyster bilingual. In D.C., Head Start starts at age 3, pre-K starts at age 4. They have 4-year-olds coming in there through sixth grade. Moray School goes all the way through 12th grade. Their back is on Woodley Road. The children do go onto their property from the extension, which is actually Garfield Street on the other side of 29th. And so there are a lot of children in the neighborhood. We already just ameliorated a problem that we had with congestion on 27th Street due to the drop-offs and pickups at Aiden School. There was a huge neighborhood outcry about how dangerous 27th Street was with 12-minute backups on traffic so that emergency vehicles couldn't service the residents that already live in the neighborhood. But they're trying to tell you what they need for their new residents that they plan to put in. Nobody's making them put them in. These people already live in the neighborhood. You add more cars to 27th Street, you compound a problem that already just got solved. There's also something that wasn't mentioned. There's another 70-story condominium going to go up on Connecticut Avenue, just north of Garfield Street, in place of 5 row houses. That's more residents for the neighborhood that are going to be circulating through this area. They didn't take that into consideration. They've been told, but they didn't take it in consideration. Their own traffic study asserts that there will be a negligible increase in traffic volumes entering and exiting the property due to the development. So if they're saying in their traffic study that there's not going to be that many cars going in and out, why do they need all these extra driveways? Their own traffic study tells you the opposite story. Either it does or it doesn't. You can't have it both ways again. There's also a pending appeal before the Board of Zoning Adjustment. We are challenging, and this is the ANC 3C and Woodley Park Community Association, that this condominium tower is not matter of right, that it's exploiting the zoning regulations. We are also opposing their underground parking garage. Now, why should you be deciding on something? Well, we still have a matter that's outstanding and won't be heard until at least December before the BZA. And we can only, at present, oppose the parking garage because they're piecemealing this all the way along. They haven't showed us plans for anything else they plan to do to this property other than the loading dock that they already did and the parking garage. They have not presented one single plan to the city about anything else they plan to do with the rest of this property. They don't want to show what they plan to do. They've talked about the Park Tower and the Wardman Tower and more condominiums. That was mentioned about impact on the neighborhood. They haven't promised they're doing it. They just said they're considering it. With the condo market the way it is, I highly think they're going to put in, you know, single unit efficiency apartments at $400,000 and get that kind of money along Calvert Street. So they could essentially be retaining all 1,300 plus hotel rooms and putting up a 9-story building. I will wrap up in a second.
We're going to actually have to switch desks.
We have 2 minutes to the end of the desk.
Do you want to switch now and then let me finish?
Can you do it in 2 minutes?
I think so.
Okay.
Anyway, the handicap accessibility issue was raised. Currently, wheelchair-bound people or other handicapped people only have to cross 2 20-foot driveways and one much smaller one, which accesses the Wardman Tower. You add in 3 24-foot driveways, that's more places that wheelchairs and handicapped people have to cross. Not just cross, but confront traffic while crossing. It's not just a down-up issue, it's also going to be a crossing traffic issue. Elderly people do live in the neighborhood, and there are a lot of them. We don't want to see it create a safety hazard for them. The Metro elevator is directly at the bottom of Woodley Road, on the south side where they plan to put all these curb cuts. You have the church. Do you want to switch the disc?
I've got 1.5 minutes.
Okay. Let me move on with a couple of other points. Mr. Tirko did not mention, I think he forgot about that in part, but the juxtaposing of even in the 27th Street curb cut, as one of your members suggested, neglects to address the fact that there is another alley entrance just to the east of where the Aiden School is. That alley runs all throughout the neighborhood. People already cut through those alleys to get through the neighborhood as well. Speed bumps, we used to have speed bumps on Woodley Road. They were put there, quote unquote, by accident. They were really meant for Woodley Place. We requested DDOT to put them back. DDOT hasn't done that. And despite the fact that there have been petitions circulated requesting that and other traffic calming measures. And so what I'm asking, I guess, in summary of all of this, oh, just one more quick point.
30 seconds.
Okay. Even DDOT's own memorandum states nothing about the benefits that these curb cuts would have if they are granted, nor does the DDOT study itself state about what what public harm it would cause if they don't get their curb cuts. DDOT doesn't even address those issues. They've given a million different reasons, and I know that's an exaggeration, but they've changed the reasoning as they've gone along, trying to justify this over and over.
To change the disc now.
Okay.
It's running out.
Then I'll finish. I've got about
No, it's done.